Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Talking about not-so-mom moments, Ron in Stratford.
So when I was about 16 years old, I was sitting across the table with my mom. And you know those meat tenderizer hammers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
She was pounding on this meat, and she said, "This is the toughest piece of meat I've ever pounded on." And I laughed, and I was like, "I heard those very same words last night." Right between the eyes with the meat tenderizer hammer.
Wow.
And I had to go out that night. And she continued on, didn't miss a beat. And she said, "You got anything else you want to say there, funny guy?"
I was like,
"Love
it.
Yep. I'm good."
You got hammered as mom.
You had that little imprint on your forehead.
Scar.
Wow.
I still have a scar from that.
Wow.
Still there.
But that's my not-so-mom moment.
And the scar is like in the shape of that grill, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Little diamond shapes.
Oh, yeah, the diamonds. Oh, yeah, the little diamonds. Oh, yeah, that was there for a while. Try explaining that to your friends.
Took off mom, did you? That's what I was saying.
I just heard the same thing last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Mom made you a meathead.
Oh.
Nice.
Is she still alive?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Live and kicking and doing great.
That's keep the hammer away from her.
Great story. Yes.
Still swinging.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, still swinging.
All right,
guys, thanks.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Ron. You're in the running.
Damn. Dude. It's like a Three Stooges move.
You got anything else you want to say, funny guy?
Right.
It's like blood's trickling down over your eye. No, I'm good.
Dinner smells great.
That was my best line right there. I can't wait for dinner.
It did not make it sound like,
what are we having?
All right. Bad news for the kitties.
All right. What is it?
I don't mean kitty cats. Snow days are dead in New York City.
Dun, dun,
dun. No.
You go to New York City?
And I know what you're thinking. Well, that's New York.
Right.
It's coming.
It starts somewhere.
That's right. Yep. It's like a zombie pack.
Exactly.
You got to make it over here at some point.
First strike, New York.
No.
Just like the virus.
Yep.
Where we first get hit hard with that one? New York.
Yep.
And that's going to make its way over here. So, kids, sorry. You're going to lose one of the greatest joys in life, and that is waking up, looking out the window, and then wondering, is it today? Do I get today off?
Yeah.
Because I didn't do my homework.
Right.
Oh,
this will be great.
Please.
Kind of counting on it.
Great.
But you know what? It was getting ridiculous, though. Now it's just, even if there was snow in the forecast, nothing fell. Kids were not in school. It was getting dumb. Like, whole weeks, not one flake fell. But the kids were home. Because why? Because it might snow sometime. It's winter.
When I have kids, I'm giving them snow days.
The Chaz and DJ wussification of America.
It really
that
is.
That is true. How many times have we gone crazy on the air about this?
Exactly. Yeah, you had no school because it might snow. It's December. It might snow every day.
Yeah, we'd be saying Wednesday, no school tomorrow because there's snow in the forecast.
Exactly.
Not one flake in the sky, and actually it's sunny out right now.
We had to wait till it was to our chest to get a snow day. That's because the buses had chains on them.
Buses were sliding sideways.
Yeah.
Eight of them are stuck. It's like, okay, we're going to call it.
Get out, kids, and push again. We're in a bank.
They would tie the kids in harnesses.
Exactly, in the front.
Like oxen.
Remember that?
Put them out in the front. Yeah.
She's sitting in the hood with a whip. Whoosh, whoosh, mush, mush, mush. Exactly. So,
Yeah, you'd have to abandon the bus and walk 8 miles in
Remember
the snow.
That? Oh, it's the worst. I forgot to wear shoes that day. Yep.
We started with 18 kids, Phil, and came into school with 12.
We had to eat four of them.
God bless them all.
To survive.
We had to eat four of them.
Thank you, Stewie, for lunch.
When you were young, you would wake up and wait.
Yep.
When you were older, you'd stay up to see, like, all right, if it starts at like 11, that's maybe too early. But if it's like midnight, I'm good.
Yeah.
When will the trucks get out?
Exactly.
Yep.
There used to be, you would sit in front of the radio, and they would do it alphabetically, and it would be this list that went on forever. And you, here come the S's, waiting for Shelton. And the worst tease was Shelton School's delayed 90 minutes.
Delayed.
I'm like, delayed?
What does that mean, delayed?
What do you do with a delayed day? You're just sitting around. Wait, just bring me in.
Right, exactly.
It's like you caught me. I'm going to jail. Bring me in.
Yeah.
90 minutes. Great.
Yeah.
You can't get involved in anything. You can't go out and sled ride.
Did you go back to bed?
No.
Oh, that's it. You're up now.
I'm up. I'm going to watch TV, see what's the cartoons.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Three village schools. I had to wait till almost the list was over.
You're at the T.
I'm sitting like, oh, son of a bitch. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
But if someone made a noise at that point where they're going through the S's.
Yeah.
Like, come on!
I wait 20 minutes now again.
I gotta wait till the whole list again.
Shut up!
Yeah, that's the worst. If you tune in, they're already on the T's.
Yep.
Oh, you're like, come on. 20 minutes later.
Yep. Just to find out you're going to school.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point, AJ. I didn't even think of that. They were canceling this stuff if there was just a flake. Forecast of a flake.
Exactly right. There was a chance of snow. School's closed.
Yeah.
On Friday, Monday, no school. We're expecting some snow.
Right.
Right.
You don't even know what happened yet.
Yeah.
It didn't even come down.
That's November through, like, March. Every day there's a chance of snow.
And I don't blame the Board of Ed or whoever calls that. It's the parents.
Yeah.
And not the normal parents.
No.
You know who you are.
Yep.
It's the other ones.
Don't look away.
You know who you are.
Don't look away.
You're listening to the other station right now.
Right.
The criers and complainers.
Oh, it might snow. Oh, my God. My child. My child. My snowflake. My snowflakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, it was getting ridiculous.
So the parents would call. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, like, these people, it's like a... Like ants on an ice cream.
Seriously.
On the ground.
Let them have the ice
summer.
Cream.
Yep. It's like, oh my God, these parents, they're making me cry. Okay, no, let's go. Fine.
Fine.
Because they know the normal parents aren't going to complain. They're like, okay, whatever. Yep. We deal with life. These other criers. They want to light the place on fire.
Yep. And now you ain't got that anymore.
Well, that's one of the things that came out of the pandemic. And I give the people who put this together a lot of credit. Because they didn't have 2 years. It's like, okay, 2 years from now, we're going to switch to at-home learning. It was, all right, we've collapsed with a virus. Now, figure it out.
Yeah.
And they figured it out. And you got teams of people, like hundreds of thousands of squirrels, Board of Ed, IT people, parents, kids, and within months figured out online learning.
Exactly.
It wasn't great to start. Getting better now. But what are you going to do after you build this whole system? Just say, yeah, just leave it there. We're good.
Yeah. Nope.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they should throw them a snow day every now and then. You know, they should throw them every now and then. Just one. Not entire week because it might snow.
Yeah.
But every now and then, actually throw them one. Like,
a little
you know
treat.
What? Exactly right. No one at home learning, you know, just go out there and have fun.
I'm determined to give my children snow days if it snows. Yeah, you could stay home. Build a snowman. Go outside. I love to do that when I was a kid.
So your kids will be the adults in the house.
Right.
That's
like,
fine.
Mom, I want to go to school and learn stuff.
You're going to play and have fun, damn it.
I don't want to play with your mom.
Yeah. So, well, coming to a school near you soon will be no snow days, remote learning. Which it doesn't make a difference to the parents, right? Because if there's a snow day, you're bringing them to whatever, childcare, daycare, whatever, or you're home working.
Either or.
Anyway, the easier thing now this time around is the parents have already figured out how to work from home.
Right.
So it's like, okay, we're all home now. No worries.
We're all stuck with each other. Yes.
Yeah. What do we got here? We have opinions on this?
Yeah, we got a teacher on line one, actually.
Ah.
Yeah.
Hello, teacher. Thank you for what you do. And this is Teacher Appreciation Week, right?
It is.
You're splitting it with the Lunch Lady Appreciation Week.
And now the nurses as of yesterday.
Yeah, nurses.
But the Lunch Lady is very important.
Can we have separate weeks?
Can I tell you something? You know who should be mad here?
Oh.
Mothers. Because Mother's Day has been watered down because every goddamn day is pizza day. The next day is dog day. The next
Sunday
day is pizza with dog day.
Right. There was day day the other day.
There's too many days.
Day day.
So now Mother's Day is like Nurses' Day. It's just another day. Teachers don't even get their own day. They got to share it with the lunch people.
If it has no line of cards, it doesn't exist.
Yes. Well said.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Sorry. Let's get to Larry in Newtown.
Right.
Hey. Hey, guys. Thanks for all you do. But yes, don't forget that teachers were once kids, and I waited for the Monroe call, just like you said, waiting for that to come up.
Yeah.
But teachers, we love snow days as much as kids, if not more.
That's right.
Good point. Kids.
Think about the one person who doesn't have to be in the room with
exactly
30 crazy people.
I can drink at home instead of with the kids.
Yeah, I picture the teachers just singing.
When it's snow in the air, the kids start to freak out a little bit. And there's a lot of energy in the room when anybody even whispers there's snow coming. So it gets very hard to teach. And,
there's no button you can hit release gas.
Nowadays we get a robocall. So we get a call very early in the morning when the superintendent, so it's kind of modern technology. 5 a.m, I get my message.
Wow, that's tough. 5 a.m.
Yep.
But now, like, you get the message, you're like, yay!
You bounce down the bed.
It's the most wonderful.
A teacher's doing
yay!
Spins with signs.
They're sliding in their socks on the wooden
no
floor.
Woo! Funneling red wine.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just pop the wine bottle right now. It's 5 a.m. 5!
Jack Daniels and the cornflakes.
Figure eights in the snow.
By the way,
my wife and I are both teachers, so yes, there might be some libations popped at 5:05.
Libation.
You know what's great about that is you get to compare war stories.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who had the worst class today?
Oh, you think you think that parent's crazy? Wait until you hear this one.
One kid was a ninja.
It does help having somebody else in the trenches.
Yeah.
Hey, I just pulled into work. I got to go teach the monkeys right now.
All right.
Good
congratulations.
Luck.
Thank you for what you do.
Good luck.
All right.
By the way, today is National School Lunch Hero Day.
What school the hell does that mean?
It's also National Roast Leg of Lamb Day.
There's too many days. Too many days.
I'm not making that up.
Can someone just say, no, we don't need a roast leg of lamb day? Like, could someone just stand up, please?
Yeah, I think the lamb
would say what's obvious.
The lamb would say that.
We need more. What is this, lunch day hero person? I'm sorry. Yeah. You're not a hero.
School lunch hero.
You're not a hero. Okay? You're great.
Is it the sandwich?
It's great. You're not a hero. You know what I read in a news story yesterday? I almost pulled this. Remember the lady that we had on who's children were kidnapped from a car.
Right.
Right? The car was stolen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The 11-year-old jumped out. The 5-year-old was in the car. It was a horrible, scary event.
Yes.
They found the 5-year-old. The 5-year-old safe.
Right.
I saw a story yesterday, Fox 61. Fox 61 does an exclusive story with the 11-year-old hero boy. I'm like, why was he a hero? He jumped out of the car.
He abandoned his sister.
Yeah, he did.
It was a heroic moment when he realized, wait, she's still in the car, and he ran back.
Right.
That was cool.
Or I forgot something. My phone.
All right. Maybe that's heroic.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I just saw that. I'm like, Jesus. Everyone's a hero. Next. You're a hero. You're a hero. You're a hero. Everyone's a hero.
We interview the car next.
The car's dead.
Slow news day or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
snow days. Snow days.
Snow days. Yes,
snow days,
kids.
Right.
No snow days.
Yeah. Get excited. Get excited.
All right. One more call, and we got dumbass news coming up.
Oh,
this is a great dumbass news story. This was sent by a tribe member. I'm so excited about it. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Wow. That's excitement.
It ties into this whole Zoom and remote learning thing with a legislator.
Wow.
Eileen in Waterbury.
Good morning. How are you?
You sound like a teacher
or
a librarian.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I just want you to know that in Waterbury, we haven't had a snow day all year long. Once we gave the students a Chromebook, we were able to work remotely when there's a snow day. So we have not had a snow day at all, and we never will have one again.
There you go.
Sucks.
Do you know that for a fact, or that's your prediction?
No, I know it for a fact.
Wow.
All right.
That sucks.
She has spoken.
No, you know what, though? She made a good point. We didn't even think of this. We handed out all these computers.
Yeah.
There's a bill coming for that.
We got to use them, yeah.
Yeah. Let's use those damn computers.
Damn
Very
straight.
Good.
Yep.
All right. And what grade do you teach?
18,000 students, and all 18,000 got a Chromebook.
Wow. That's a big bill.
How much is a Chromebook?
A couple hundred at least.
I'm going to tell you probably a little bit under $100, I would say.
All right. Let's just round it up to 100.
Right. Yeah,
it's 100. Government. So we'll pay more.
Yeah, of course.
100 times 18,000. I should be able to do this.
That's a lot of math.
Is that 180,000?
I missed that class.
Phil?
It's more than that.
How much?
Yeah, no, 1.8.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
All right, yeah. No Damn. School days.
Right. Nice.
I want you on the weekends doing work
and
on the Chromebook.
And when
on
they
the
toilet. Damage them, when they damage them, they just go in the office and get another one.
That's so. Horrible.
Oh, my God. Really? Can I get one?
Yeah. Where's the accountability? There's none.
Yeah.
You were just complaining about your kids having to go to school.
I know.
Now I'm mad because if you give them technology, like I never.
I love these buttons.
Your microphone doesn't work.
I swear to God, I love these buttons.
That's technology.
I have the most bizarre question ever from a job interview. This was posted and going viral, and I'd like to pose this to you and AJ.
All right.
First, I'll give it to you, Scott, and then AJ will have some time to figure it out. Not that I think he needs it, but no.
I got seconds.
Okay. This was actually asked to somebody.
Okay.
You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
You can't give it away or sell it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. My contractor just heard me on PLR.
Is that what that ding was?
You have to pull up the carpet.
I thought an angel got its wings.
James Dwyer, big shout out to you. All right, so I can't.
Well, you know what's
it?
Hold on. Well, you know what's good about what happened is you said it wasn't his fault. They delivered the wrong carpet.
Yes.
They didn't say that. Great. The job was immaculate.
Yeah.
It was me, the stupid idiot who ordered the wrong rug. Anyway, what would I can't give it away and I got to keep it.
Can't
no.
sell it. Yeah.
It just says you can't give it away and you can't sell it.
I would find an animal sanctuary where I could visit it.
That would be like giving it away.
That would be giving it away.
Yes.
I would buy a 10-acre plot of land here in Connecticut, and I would make sure that zoning rules were okay, that I could have an elephant, and I'd take care of it.
All right, so you would start your own, like, petting zoo or something.
Right.
Yeah,
elephant farm,
I'd start,
yes.
Like, my own 10-acre, like, petting, yeah, exactly.
Haney's
yeah.
E-Farm.
I love elephants.
They remember you too, yes.
AJ?
Let's see. Well, first, I would rent out to Republican conventions. And because you said you can't sell it and you can't
but
give
you
it away.
Can rent it.
I can rent it out and make some money off of it. And then if that doesn't work out, then who wants elephant burgers? What?
J-ya!
AJ-ya! What?
I'm with you.
You know what an elephant's favorite album is?
What?
Tusk.
Did you just make that one up?
I totally did.
Nice.
You know what? When you get these questions, though, you're in a job interview setting. You don't have time to think of them.
No.
Right.
And if you're there,
yeah,
you want the job.
Yep.
Do you remember any stupid questions you got in a job interview?
Like, why are you here?
I know. I blew one that was an easy question.
What?
I was in Dallas, and I lost my job on Z-Rock because I made an inappropriate joke.
Right. It happened.
And so now I apply at every radio station in the market. And the modern rock station didn't need an air personality, but they needed a morning show producer. I thought, oh, that's great. I'll start as a producer, and I'll take over the show.
Right. Bump it over.
So I come in to interview.
The plan of attack.
It was my way of calculating. I'll take a lesser role. I'll someday be the main person.
I will have your job.
So I go in, I do a great job with the program director, and then they march me into the general manager's office, and he starts asking me questions, and he says, so what books are you reading?
Oh, my God.
And I pause, and I say, I don't read. I knew right there. It was. I wanted to just get up and say, all right, thank you guys for your time.
Right.
Like, I know I'm done.
You actually heard that.
I know I'm done. They know I'm done. I saw his face. He, like, smirked and, like, did this, like, the head nod.
The
like,
nod.
Oh, okay.
Nice I'm actually you. Shocked at you. I'm actually shocked you didn't have a comeback. Like, I would have a stock answer ready to go.
Bible.
Like, what automatically pops into my head. I'm rereading a separate piece by John Knowles because it taught me the difference between prep schools and different. I would just have a stock answer.
A separate piece.
I'd be like, do magazines count?
That would have been great.
Right. Do magazines
Anything
count?
Anything would have been great. Anything would have been better than I don't read.
Have you seen the latest Hot Rod magazine? It's great.
Now, it's like when they asked Sarah Palin the same thing. What magazines do you read? And she didn't have an answer.
Yeah. All the way home, I thought of every different answer. First of all, I listen to audiobooks, so right. I read a number of books.
Exactly, right?
I just don't read them. I right. listen to them.
Hysterical.
Don't tell them that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Right.
And I had to go home and take a shower to shower the stink off of me.
Something smells in here. It's me. My interview. P.U.
Oh, damn. Funny.
Well, you know, it was meant to be.
You live and learn.
You live and learn.
You live and learn, as they say.
Yeah.
Well, AJ literally choked on the interview for this job.
Yeah, I literally choked. I choked, yeah.
What? We met the program director. This was all stealth.
Right.
Met the program director and the general manager at a restaurant, and I'm doing all the initial talking. I already knew the program director, Eddie, very well.
Yeah.
And now it's the general manager at the time is like asking me all these questions. We're talking about stuff. I'm doing a very good job. And then he looks over at AJ, who's taking a sip of water. He goes, what about you? And AJ gasps
because
the water in.
Wrong throat. Wrong pipe, rather. Yes.
Wrong throat.
Relax. Relax, a hyena.
This is exactly how the whole interview went right. with him. But now he starts choking
right.
to the point where he can't stop
right.
choking.
Right.
And his eyes are
God.
Watering.
Yep.
And the general manager looks at me and he goes, is this guy for real?
Yep. Not for nothing, God, but no one spoke for like an hour and a half. I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to sit and be eye candy.
He's funny. He just doesn't read. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's choking and no read.
Exactly.
In the morning.
Right. Perfect for you.
Every week, I think, well, it was a slow week and it'll be a thin flubble montage. But then every week, I'm surprised. Now, during this song, I asked Phil, how long is the flubble montage?
Yeah.
And I thought I'd hear 2 minutes, 2.5.
Right, a minute.
He puts up 5 fingers.
And he's like, wait a minute.
Like, hello?
Wait a minute.
It's still calculating.
Or he's going to sing Stop in the Name of Love. Stop in the Name of Love! No?
I thought that each finger represent 10 seconds. Is it 50 seconds? It's 5 minutes.
How could that be?
I thought we did well. I underestimated how good we are at screwing up.
Oh, damn.
All right. Well, we all know what a flubble is. It's a combination of a flub and a mumble. And here are the best from the last 5 shows.
I don't know. I've seen frozen koi ponds and the koi in it. Like, you know. I think koi freeze and then I unfreeze it.
You're already defensive.
Seriously. I am. Yes. Right. I'm prepared to receive a beating.
Okay. Second shot yesterday.
Right. Yep.
Not running on full power.
Why is she fanning herself? Yes.
Ashley turned into a chicken.
I'm so hot. I don't know what's happening. I'm overheating.
You lay an egg?
I feel delirious. And you can I use your fan? That doesn't count. Because man is just as dangerous to man in this country or the other.
Man's?
That doesn't count.
Well said.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love how at the end of every explanation is just a string of sound effects.
I apologize. Yeah, I'm not very eloquent this morning.
You're like Tasmanian devil.
This morning.
Especially this morning.
No one notices any difference.
Rain ending, then mostly cloudy by this afternoon in the 60s. It's now 56 now in
Santana or yeah. Bobo?
Rub, Santana.
Rub, is he related to Carlos Santana?
Yes.
Rub, Santana.
Oh. He's a race driver.
Happy going to midnight.
In news. 12 to 15 year olds being vaccinated.
Yeah. And they're going out of like, you know, it wasn't just like, you know, in the beginning they were like, you know, you're saying huge budget, but basically just, you know,
what's the budget?
Budget.
Okay.
How am I saying?
Hey, relax with a hyena.
Go there, type in Chaz, boom. Up pops.
Exactly right.
It's out and up. It's a 3D pops out.
It's the most amazing meat ever.
This is the best commercial ever.
They make the house look fantastic with the way they do the setting up and everything else. They're all
staging.
Over it. The staging. What ends up happening, only a couple of days or sometimes hours, people get these calls. Next thing you know, they sell the house for over the asking price. That's what you want. You want to sell your house.
It is.
Exactly. I'm putting my own words over here. I'm sure right now Jonathan's beating his head against a desk, but yeah, that's how I do things. Was he?
Water doctor. We just had Matt's mom on.
Matt Mom's.
Yes. Is that a flubble? It doesn't really seem like it.
Wait, let me see. Yep. Pretty cool. She knocked Jack down the stairs with a baseball bat and locked him in the pantry. Matter of fact, we have that right before she did that. Smooth. We're talking slumber. That had a goddamn flick. I fell asleep over here.
It was my fault?
This list. I got it. This list took forever to freaking do yesterday, by the way.
Put it right out in the garbage.
Exactly, right in the trash.
Garbage.
Put the garbage.
Jesus, what happened to me?
But when you turn, like, if you, like, get, like, if, like, talk to her kids wrong, ran some other lady over, stabbed another person, and then goes back to, like, being like, oh, la, cooking, you know? That was a good description. June Cleaver gone psycho.
I don't want a chicken ring. I want
right. They're good. It's good. I think they're better than the burgers.
Nah, it's going to get past here. Yeah. Let's not get crazy here.
It's
not better than the most iconic
burger
ever.
You're the one crazy right now. 12 stories, right?
Yeah.
Is it about that?
Close.
Somewhere around there.
It's not small. It's not small at all.
Yeah, all right. Just another person wants to go viral.
Gotcha. A lot of viruses. And virals. I have my head in the Cinco Manana. How's that?
What?
Cinco de Mayo. Shut up.
Your body won't never reject wine.
School Nutrition Recognition Week happened in Memphis TV. TV news reporter.
He's also got that girlfriend now. It's like a Hollywood girlfriend. So he probably like has his eyeball on like being on TV and whatnot. The hell am I saying?
Yes.
Jack Sines, wild bar hopping volume, Robin Williams. Is that a pen moment? Yeah, he's writing it down.
Okay.
Seems.
Well, let's make it official then.
Seems small.
Just the Dunkin' Donuts and stuff like that. The Argo tickets.
What's that? I might be drunk right now if I didn't have to work.
Seriously.
You just stay up from Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. It's a late
Cinco
de Mayo.
Yeah, that's you burning calories.
Nah, my brain burning. My brain burning.
A disco ball leads to broken ribs.
Wow. Punch the other each time.
Punch good. The other each time.
That was good. Exactly.
So the victim... His name's not released.
Right.
So, he...
We'll call him Disco Stew.
So Thomas beat the crap out of him.
Right. To the rhythm. To the rhythm of the beat.
That was good.
Wow. Even Shatner was like, wow, what's going on? I don't know what you're trying to say.
That was the sound of my brain shutting right off. Like, right... Off.
Click.
I knew you lost your place because you were looking down reading the story, and I just saw you sort of laugh at yourself, and then you looked up at me like, I don't know.
Who thought Keith would be in glory, in his glory, that Alan went down in flames.
Right.
In his defense, it's a hard game, song lyric game. We played it at 8. Alan, our program director, knows everything about trivia.
Yeah.
Goes out and wins contests, makes people cry.
Exactly. Champion. Champion.
He went down in flames. He went 1 for 7, and the one was a Beach Boys song.
In a bad Beach Boys song.
Not
the cool, like, Pet Sounds Beach Boys. No. The 1988 Beach Boys.
Tom Cruise movie Beach Boys.
Right, the Brian Wilson is, like, in a mental hospital Beach Boys and doesn't participate.
That's the one he got.
I feel bad. Like, his life is being the king of trivia and nonsense, and then he crashed and burned on a giant stage like this.
Yeah.
It's cool to be the king at some bar and win a gift card, but when you're on the air, you gotta own it.
Yeah, it's like winning every trivia contest in every bar, then going on Jeopardy and leaving like -200.
Alex Trebek is laughing at you as you're walking out.
I do agree with him though. If you played 1 second of a song, like the recorded version of a song, I think he gets them all.
Oh, I agree.
But this like using the voices is what screws you up. It's
or
hard.
Maybe he needs like fried pickles and a blue moon. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's an incredibly hard game, but I love it.
Yeah,
right. You give him a Miller Lite mozzarella sticks, maybe he does that. Right.
And there you go.
Right, Phil. You got
exactly right.
And before we do the list, if you have any interest in radio, how songs get picked, what Keith has in his cellar for Armageddon food.
Right.
There's a podcast going up on the WPLR website. I think it's up already. where I talk to Keith about all that stuff. It's about 35 minutes long, and it's a great ride.
Right, so, if you want this insanity, but longer, go to WBLR.com.
But it's not Mad Keith. It's regular Keith, and it's still loud and hurts your head. But there's a lot of interesting information about behind the scenes in radio. A lot of questions that we get asked all the time.
Oh, yeah, over and over again, right.
So you might not like the answers, but there are the answers.
And I don't think I sounded nuts. It's not like this segment where we leave like, oh, what has happened? Take this podcast down.
Right. Yeah, no, it wasn't crazy, Keith, but you were, like, the information that was coming out of his brain.
Well, it was insane, so, a little bit.
It's a lot. Right. Like, him and Alan together on a road trip, I think, would be a reality show.
Yeah, that would be great.
I don't know. Not one person would watch that show.
If you're a psych mag, listen to it.
Just like two chubby guys eating Taco Bell talking about Star Trek 2. All right.
Damon Law, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Thanks, Heyman Law, for being a part of this for now. Rolling Stone released a list of the top 100 sitcoms of all time the other day. I don't know if you saw this.
No.
It is one of these lists created to make people mad. So congratulations, fake magazine / outdated website. You have done it. You have made me mad with your lists. Here are my top five problems with the Rolling Stone list of top sitcoms. Number 5. I hate cartoons. I don't know if we've discussed this on this show.
Really?
Not cartoons.
Simpsons?
We'll get to it.
Okay.
But definitely, that's definitely one thing that I really have a problem with. And not cartoon movies.
Yeah, you're looking at me.
Making a face. Like, well, what about Beauty and the Beast?
That's my favorite.
I have a problem with cartoon movies and there are cartoon TV shows. And there are a lot of cartoon TV shows on this list. For example, BoJack Horseman is number 20 as the 20th best sitcom ever.
Great show.
Come on. No.
It's a great show.
It's not. It's an animated
show. Should it be on a list of sitcoms? No. But it should be on top 5 funniest.
How have you watched this show? How
great.
Of all the people, like, you've watched this animated horse show?
Yeah. It's great.
Ridiculous.
I caught pieces of it.
If you talk to people who watch this show, they are all in on it.
Ugh.
They're like, this is one of the greatest things that has ever been. Ever.
SpongeBob SquarePants is on this list, right?
Okay. Wow.
It's like 34.
That's a problem.
If you asked the guy who created SpongeBob SquarePants, are you a sitcom? He would say, no.
It's
I'm like, I'm a stoner show or something for the children.
Right. Yeah.
Shouldn't be on the list. Number 4. If you are on a network that I've never heard of, you shouldn't be allowed to be on the list. So there's a show called Letter Kenny. What are you? You're on a network called Crave. What is Crave?
Those are the Canadian guys.
Is that the White Castle channel?
What is that, Phil?
No, those are the Canadian guys.
Do you have Crave, Phil? Can you watch Crave?
You can watch them on YouTube.
That's not, no. It has to be on real networks.
They've moved to Crave. That's why they're on the list.
No,
I'm sorry.
Networks.
Is Keith sounding old?
The show can't be on YouTube.
It can't be on YouTube. Like, so if you're a TikTok sitcom, you don't get to be on the list.
Gotcha.
This is the way it works.
Right.
So there's a show called Peep Show. On the list from
like a meeting.
This is important.
The anger.
My hair is moving.
Peep Show is on Channel 4 in England. That is not a network. I know the BBC. If you're on the BBC, okay, you're fine. Channel 4, you're out. You're not on the list. So Fawlty Towers is on the BBC. You can be on the list. That's fair. It's a network I've heard of.
I understand a strategy now. It's yell and be crazy, and you win every argument. No one wants to step in.
My window's vibrating.
Number 3.
By the way, the Tribe, huge fans of Letterkenny.
This is not a thing.
They talk about Canada Gooses all the time.
Oh, I like Canada Goose.
And I see every clip of the show.
This is not a thing that people know. Crave is not a real network. Stop it. Number 3. Wild omissions. This list, if AJ sees this list, he's going to cry and die. So,
not be hasty here.
So, AJ, you're going to die.
Okay.
So it's like all, when you think of AJ, all his shows are not on this list. So no Welcome Back, Kotter.
Right.
No Mork and Mindy. No Laverne and Shirley. And no Happy Days.
Wow.
Happy Days is not on the list.
It's not a list then.
They made room for a show called You're the Worst on FX, which is But no Happy Days? Get out of here.
They meant their list. You're the worst.
Hold on. Happy Days didn't stand the test of time.
No.
If you watch that now, it's ridiculous. Now,
even the good episodes are not good anymore.
It is still on, though.
Is it better than Letterkenny? Kenny? Whatever the hell it's called?
Right.
I haven't seen that show, so I
Well, you don't have Crave or BBC 4 or whatever.
Right.
That
other channels.
When you were 12, it was funny.
Right.
now you watch and say, how did I get through one episode of this?
No, that can't be true.
I couldn't watch
it. They still play it. I watch it on occasion.
Well, Boss Keith is getting fact-checked by Alan. Alan wanted to try to regain some of his credit.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get his credit back.
Letterkenny is very funny, and it's on Hulu.
Oh, I know Hulu. Hmm. Well, did say that in the Rolling Stone, Alan.
Number two.
In fighting.
Revision.
At least Alan's out from under his desk.
Signs of progress. It only took like 2 hours. Yes.
Number two is revisionist history. I have a problem with revisionist history. So Married with Children is not on this list. Why? Probably because of woke culture.
Oh, please.
So if you watch Married with Children now, you say to yourself, oh, this would never be on TV,
right,
like in this time of day. Friends, the TV show Friends, is number 38.
Oh, that's horrible.
So Friends, okay, maybe not top 10, but that's a top 20 show. It's certainly better than Malcolm in the Middle,
oh my God,
which is ahead
show.
Of it. Friends is, they still sell Friends sweatshirts
that's
at Urban Outfitters.
That's top 10.
Top 20. It's better than Bob's Burgers, which is ahead of it.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's great.
You guys.
Friends, it is not.
Friends not that good.
You guys
what?
Love
Friends is
animated
a cheap
garbage.
Bob's Burgers. Seinfeld. Let's put a bunch of friends together in an apartment in New York City.
But so funny and so whimsical, and it's still relevant today.
Whimsical.
It's whimsical.
Pivot. Pivot.
That's Pivot definitely
man.
Top 10.
What man is the word whimsical?
Is it better than Peep Show on Channel 4? And my number one problem with the list, their number one show is The Simpsons. And I'm not afraid to say it. I hate The Simpsons. It goes to my cartoon problem, but your list should be real shows with real people. It's a bad take that that's number one. The number one sitcom of all time is their number three, and it's Seinfeld. The fact that Seinfeld is not number one in some animated cartoon that's been on for 500 years should never, ever be number one. Are you going to say The Simpsons is awesome, too?
They're
Bob's
are
Burgers.
Awesome. They are awesome.
And by the way, The Simpsons hasn't been good since 1998.
You know,
The Simpsons was good from like 1989 to 1998-ish when Conan O'Brien and all those people wrote for it. And now it's just rehashed garbage.
You know, electroshock sounds correct.
Andrew, you got to agree with me on this.
On some of those, yes.
Yeah. No, welcome back, Cotter. I mean he's going to die.
Come on.
I've never seen him.
He's mad enough because we're not fighting him.
Right, now everybody agrees.
To take us all out like a ninja.
Right, we're all on the same page for a change. So that's my hate of that list.
All right.
Bye. This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.